Begin the Gemara Daf Masechet Sanhedrin of Gimel. Begin on the base. Begin the Tezmat. Begin the Gemara that he holds in Dershin Tchilas. You don't expound the first reference of an idea. Pishbuk Kunch Rashi explains Mishum Deitzach Lemumchin, because you needed to teach you the fact and the idea that the judge has to be professional. So it's not extra to tell you the number of judges. Says Bakasha, that's difficult because the Masik the Gemara comes out the Kulam according to everyone in Dershin Tchilas. You don't expound. You do not expound the first one. But Yisham Alach, he tell you Imkain if that's the case. So then it should say to the judge in the word Shaifed. Because from Shaifed you wouldn't know a professional commercial pitcher, like Rashi himself is explaining. And Rabbi Yonasan listened to the Amanakit, and he could not, like people say, like, okay, whoever has a court case to come to the regular judge, and not to a regular person. So the question, according to Rashi, is that, that according to what Rashi says, that whatever you need to say a certain terminology to teach you that idea, so you don't darshan tchilas, so how could Rabbi Yishai darshan from Likim for the number of judges? So it says, there it appears, that actually, what Rabbi Yonasan is trying to say is that in darshan tchilas l'minyana, that you don't expound the first reference for the number, the avagav to leitzach lemumchin, meaning that no, even if though you don't need it for mumchin. And b'chemash b'plukt Reb Shimon b'Rabban and l'kamon, we find this actually. So it's not like what Rashi said, oh, because you needed to teach an idea. No, because even teaching the idea, you still mention them. But no, it's saying that even though you don't need it to teach you an idea, as we find later on, but the basukas, which b'farsh perikam the sukkah on the avav mabez. According to one version, the kulam that everyone holds yeshim lemesaris, everyone agrees that the primary is how the mesaris is not the mikra. Opligi, so what's the machleikis? We're running four wheels or three wheels. But darshan tchilas, if you expound the first one, the mashmid sounds like the kulam according to everyone schacha lebayikra, that yeah, you don't need a pasuk for the schacha, and you would know without that. Vafalach, and even so, medlina and chalagufi, we take away one for itself. And we make me lemanyana, and we don't put it for the number leman delay darsh chilas according to one that does not darsh chilas. Yeah, even though you don't need it for any other reason. Tzach l'daktik. Now one has to analyze the mechalhandel come on all those cases that the Gemara brings later on. Daftal menalv karnas regarding the corners of the mizbeach l'tutavas regarding the how many batim need a mizbeach on the tefillin the yud kahanim the say pirkin of yud dal mabeis because the shin kula minyana. All those there, we dash on every term for the number. But Leim Rinan in Dershin Chilas. How come there no one says anything that you don't need? You don't dash on Chilas because we're saying it's even if you don't need it for any teaching of any definitions. So based on that, would be one has to look into why don't we say that idea that is this idea of in Dershin Chilas. To the next test, Master begins with the words like Nogab Yehuda Mishifmi says that it doesn't have to be a odd number. It could be the Sanhedrin Gedolah is only 70. Hi, Bahadam Rabbi Yehuda. This Rabbi himself says, "Prepare Khalil and Sukkot of the Nath and Beis, Alexandria and Mitzrayim and Alexandria and Egypt. Shayba Ein Aleph Kitadroi Shal Zav. There was the 71 thrones of gold. Keneged Ein Al Zikainim Shal Sanhedri Gedayla. You see that this Sanhedri Gedayla was 71, not 70, according to Yehuda. So it says, "Hainu that is Mishum the Moshe Al Gabayu. You have like the Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader on top of them. Achim Chol Sanhedri Gedayla. Hayusham Muflish Bebesnu. There was someone that was way above." All the rest of the court, but Shlohi ibn Achesman, he was not actually part of the number, and there was actually only 70 Sanhedrin, and the 71st was for this mufla. So he explains it by when we talk about capital punishment, that that's when you'll know from Lintos to say that it has to be that there's some way to tilt it with an odd number. That's regarding capital punishment, but not by monetary law. Why? From the Krah, Mashma, because it says, the Pasuk sounds like Bedin Nefashis, that's to my extra capital punishment, because the Chassid says, L'siachidam L'rois. That same Pasuk, it talks about Lintais, says, don't go after the when it's for, the don't go after the majority for evil, which the Mashma, it sounds like that Dabar Shahura Lakol, that's something that's inherently bad for everyone, the Hainu Din Nefashis, which is when you're executing someone. Because in contrast of Bedin Nemamanis, when it comes to monetary law, you can't say something bad, because Chus Lazeh, B'chayb Lazeh, anything that's good for one is bad for the other one. Now, Avgav the din of fashas nami karli, but what I mean, even by capital punishment, we also call it chusid the goyel adam. That even though it's bad for the one that's getting executed, but for the murderer, but it's good for the redeemer of the victim, as we find Berish Echadin Mamnis in later on the Flamigim on base. So it says, but mekamakum still chashli adroi, so it's still considered inherently a bad thing. Kim dey mabeich klum b'mesasa shalzeh, the goyel adam doesn't really gain anything by the death of the perpetrator. And Tosfos says, but Eidim Zoymin. regarding the case of Edom Zayman, Avagav, when you have these false witnesses, Avagav the Chimechayvi, even though when you hold them liable, Miftar de Tseach, Bekach, the murderer is exempt in that situation. So you have a case of Din Fashis that actually is not inherently all bad, because at least the murderer is getting off the hook now, because the witnesses were proven to be false. So it says, yeah, Mekomakam still Evshad the Miftar de Kulu, everyone could be exempt if you do by Chash, if you just refute them without doing Hazamah to them. So Hakach, therefore, Chash of Leirois, so that's considered inherently evil, Kimichaibe Eid Mzayim Misa, when the Eid Mzayim are going to be obligated and liable for death. Void, more of a Muslim, what you could say is that Kach and Amikra b'din Nefashis. Another answer for the general question we asked is that you could say the Pasuk is talking about Nefashis for a different reason. Not because of this Ra'is idea, but Mishum did the Shin Rish Pirkin, because we explained at the beginning of the Parak, the beginning of the Sechet HaBezim and Alf, we say, what does it mean, Ra'is? Don't go after one. It's look at the Yaskal Taiva, that it's not the way you tilt for the good, at the Yaskal Ra is the way you tilt for the bad. I mean, the Pasuk says different inferences, you have to have at least two, but Ba'akapanam, what you see is, well, Yeshach B'din Imamun, is that, well, that Drasha would not be applicable by monetary law, because the Ra'al is ever tevel, they always have good for one and bad for the other one. So therefore, that's another Rai that we must be talking about, Din Nefashis, and that's why he can't learn it out from Lintos for Din Imamunis. Next test, Master begin with the Gemara, Din Imamunis, Le Koshkin. Rishi says that we know that you have to have it tilted by monetary law. From a kabbalah, din nefashis, if din nefashis, which is stringent, the Torah says you go after the majority. So too, by din nemamunis, should be based on the majority of judges, and you don't need everybody to agree. So says Tosfos Tamei, it's a wonder, because the berdei shamlech aperis baba basa the tzadik beis and beis kamash moshe mosas says the ain halchem b'mamun achar raib. You don't go by monetary law after majority. But with the question of Amayla Nail of Makabo Chayme within the Fashas, why Nailim Makabo Chayme within the Fashas? Because I'm Hachalik, the Gemara saying over here, and we go within the Fashas after majority. Main Lim, we don't say that in the Fashas go fire. No, even by capital punishment, we don't go after majority, but the lesser come on by majority that's not here. It's just an idea, a stat, but it's not necessarily something that's a majority that we have in front of us. It's El Baru, but the Isikamon, only by a majority that's inherent here in the variables that are at play. And therefore, Shmuel is talking about Baru, but the lesser Kamon. You can't say that, because the Bereish Perik Ben Sari Mara, later on the Samach Tesam, and now of Mashmah, it sounds like the Bechol Duch does lean the Basaru, but that in all situations you have the majority being the Fashah by capital punishment. For example, Reb Nash Mutes Yaldon, we say most women give birth after 9 months. Baru, but the Inchi, the Tod Bibur, the Yarchim, most people make a mistake on when Rish Chaydish is. And based on that, we actually go with capital punishment. So says Taisa, but Tzarek Lim, what you have to say is the Druba Lerad Yazavni, this majority that people go after, majority which the Kishim was talking about, like if it's for plowing or for slaughtering, the Chashav Kiana Chiruba is not as significant as these majorities. That's why we don't rely on that majority by monetary law. So although you're right, we should learn now Kavu Chayma, but it's a weaker type of a rive, and therefore it does not work for monetary law. Next test, Master begin the words of the Gemara, or some have this as there's a different maskel here, but it's Sanhedrin Ketana Tzricha, that be that as it may, the Gemara asks, or Bevo asks, that if you say that the Torah requires within the moment there's three judges that should be the Gemara, so then Sanhedrin Gedolah should require 141, and so on and so forth. So Tais explains, Sanhedrin Gedolah Parach Shaper. From Sanhedrin Gedolah, the wording of the Gemara is precise. The Shivim Ve'echad Ksiv, because you're right, you need to have 71, and if you say you have to end up with that in the verdict, so you got to have, like we said, the number is exactly 141, so that when you split the sides, you'll have at least 71 that are coming out with the verdict. But the truth is, Sanhedrin Ketana, the Esrim Ksiv, it actually only requires 20, Besuloi, not more than that. Kedidorish Bereish Pirkin, as we darshan in the beginning of the parak, Eidah Shepetes v'Eidah Matzels. It says the word Eidah two times, to judge and one side to judge, one to save, and you don't need really 21. 21 just that it shouldn't be even. So then actually, the Esther Megamar Din Ksiv. Then actually, if it would be telling us that you need the 20 for the final verdict, actually Balama Tesagi actually would be enough with 39, because then be that as it may, the one that's deciding will actually have. Well, I should have 20. So it does not require this number of 45 to end up, like we're saying, with this magic number of 23, because really, when I tell you only need 20, and then you could have enough for 39, So they'll have, the winning one will have 20.